This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Wake up, my friends. This is Krista Berg. I guess it's an Irish singer. It's about revolution. Let's hear a minute or two of this song. It's very apropos of where we are right now in the world today.
Wake up, boys, there's a light at the window. I can hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet. And they whisper the word
revolution.
There are men coming down from the valleys. There are tall ships lying off the coast. And they carry the light in the dark of the night, like a whisper in the wind.
Revolution. The tyrants.
Bring my gun.
No, they've never been able to defeat the human spirit. They always get in control for a while, but then are then overthrown. That's why they want to domesticate us, make us weak, make us stupid, take us off the land, turn us into slaves, get rid of men, get rid of families. But their great triumph will end up being their great defeat. There are just mobs of people all over the place. Paul Joseph Watson is taking over for the next hour. And then we are going to have the war room today with myself, Owen Schroyer, Tom Papert and others. I'm going to go down there with a live feed. Owen's going to go out with a live feed. I'm going to show you the National Guard troops that, again, that Donna Brazile's girlfriend, the mayor, called out saying we're violent. But, oh, when Antifa or BLM's burning down cities or police stations, shooting cops in the head with their child molester armies, that's all wonderful. That's all good. That's all great. That's all kosher. But for us, oh, the National Guard, like, oh, we're scared the military's here. What a joke. We are peaceful. You're here exposing the fraud. The Democrats said they were going to contest the election, wouldn't accept Trump winning, that they were going to have their own events and their own inauguration. Now we're here saying we're going to have congressional hearings. We want a 10-day emergency hearing to actually put this on to bypass mainstream media, to bypass big tech that's been lying to the public and keeping everybody in the dark. So I always admired Ted Cruz and know he's really smart. And then he, you know, went political against Trump and I got mad at him. But he's a great senator. We're so blessed to have him instead of Beto O'Rourke. And I'm really glad to see him leading the charge with Josh Hawley, who Antifa came to his house. We never aired this, but you can actually – I saw the news today. Josh Hawley, senator, claims they came to his house and threatened him. I went online to Twitter and found the damn Antifa saying we're going to get you and your family and banging on the door and you're seditious, you're treason, you're going to prison at night while his wife who just gave birth is inside with a month-old baby and he's back in Missouri working. And then the news is, oh, he claims it. When I sent the footage to our crew, maybe they could B-roll some of it, but that's what this is like, folks. I've had these people come to my house. I've had these people come to my office. I've had these people threaten my family. And then they sit there and go, no one's threatening you. No one's coming after you. They are the scum of the meth head earth. And most of them are like Senator Kaine's son, who got arrested attacking people here in D.C. a few years ago. They are just a bunch of trash that work for the system, that work for the Chi-Coms, that work for the man. They're not the resistance. We are the resistance. They are the establishment. When we come to D.C. to protest, they shut off the restaurants and close some of the hotels to try to suppress us, try to keep us from coming. Briefly, or we won't be here. Plus, you need to get ready. PrepareWithAlex.com is doing their last big sale before they have to go up on prices. All the other big food distributors have gone up in prices. And you can get up to $850 off on a year's supply, big discounts on 1 month, 3 months, 6 months as well. PrepareWithAlex.com. You only have till Friday to do that. Everybody just needs storable food that's high quality, last 25 years, in these big sealed plastic tote containers and sealed containers inside that. It's where I get my food. You can pay 3-4 times more and get stuff that even tastes better. Some taste gourmet. Some taste great. Some taste okay. But it is literally light years ahead of any other inexpensive food out there. It's what I did for my bang for my buck. And I've got some gourmet stuff as well. But it's like 4 or 5 times more. So, again, but some of this is gourmet tasting. InfoWarsStore.com. always has their lowest prices, except when they do these rare specials, which they didn't do for years. They've been like three in the last few months. And that's PyramidAlex.com, PyramidAlex.com. You have until Friday to get the orders in. More prices go up. They're ready to ship to you right now.
The populist movement that elected President Trump 4 years ago re-elected him by an even bigger landslide, rejecting and repudiating and discrediting the globalists. That's why they had to overturn the chessboard. That's why they had to engage in naked election fraud in front of everyone. And as long as we never accept the fraudulent results, as long as we don't let them gaslight us into submission, as long as we point out this is a foreign globalist takeover of our country, and that all the depression and all of the collapse that's coming is because of the New World Order, this will end up fully destroying them in the future if we don't submit. If we submit, they'll normalize the communism, they'll normalize putting us into a depression, they'll normalize breaking up our families, taking our guns. We can't let that happen, and InfoWars is more important than ever. So please, Paul Revere's, I salute you for your past actions. Keep spreading Band.video and InfoWars.com, and come to the big DC marches on the 5th and 6th of January. I'll see you there. God bless.
Go back. It's the Summer News Hour, which is kicked off from the lockdown news hour, the COVID-19 tyranny news hour, because basically that's all we talk about at this point, because what else is more important? Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced yet another lockdown yesterday. The third lockdown, I mean, who's counting at this point? He announced a third lockdown. Of course, we had a lockdown in London back in November, which lasted until December 2nd. Turns out that after lockdown, there were more cases of coronavirus in London after the lockdown than before it. The lockdown didn't work, so what's the solution? Oh, another lockdown! And now we're seeing indications that, yes, not only is this going to go on until February, March, April, spring, summer, they're now saying there will still be coronavirus lockdown restrictions in place. Not this winter, but next winter. Headline out of Sky News, COVID-19, some coronavirus restrictions could return next winter. That's 2022. Chief Medical Officer warns Professor Chris Whitty, whose every prognostication and prediction has been proven completely inaccurate, but we're still basing national policy, national suicide that is, on all his models. So some coronavirus restrictions may have to be brought back to control the virus next winter. I thought we had a vaccine. I thought the cavalcade was coming to save us all. Turns out, as we're going to get into later, the vaccine is completely ineffective against some of these new strains. So then it's going to take another 6 weeks to modify the vaccine. Maybe they'll need a new vaccine. Basically, we got a lockdown forever. I'm sorry. Nothing's opening again. The economy's shutting down. Massive depression. Massive death tolls from untreated illnesses. And that's just the way it's got to be. They just like this power too much. They're not going to give it up easy. Speaking at a Downing Street news conference, where they just announce new laws without even parliamentary approval now, Professor Chris Whitty warned that the risks will continue to exist as the weather gets warmer, saying we shouldn't kid ourselves that this just disappears with the spring. He said if we did not do all the things that we must do now, if people don't take stay home seriously, the risk at this point in this time, in the middle of winter with this new variant, is extraordinarily high. He went on to say that the restrictions will probably be brought back into operation next winter. So we're already under lockdown. They're saying it's not going to end anytime soon within the next few weeks. It's not going to end in February. It's not going to end in March. It's basically a permanent state of lockdown. They're not calling it a period of lockdown anymore. They're calling it a state of lockdown. Now, isn't it interesting when you look at the numbers, and I retweeted this just a moment ago, this whole third lockdown is being predicated on the contention that we have 58,000 new cases today, for example, in the United Kingdom a couple of days ago, 407 deaths. 58,000 cases a day, really. Is that because of mass testing, or is that because we really have a
massive problem with coronavirus infections that is overwhelming our hospitals, as we're going to get onto. That is not the case. But you look at France. On this one day in question, December 29th, they had 378 deaths from coronavirus. And remember, a coronavirus death is counted as such if the death occurs within 28 days of a positive coronavirus test. You could fall out of an office block window within 28 days of getting a positive coronavirus test, and your death will be recorded as a COVID-19 death. So, of course, when they're testing all these elderly, infirm people with multiple comorbidities, multiple other serious illnesses, many of them are dying within 28 days of a COVID test. Doesn't mean they died of COVID, but that immediately automatically becomes a COVID death. And that's why these death numbers are way over exaggerated. But again, when you look at the cases, you had similar death numbers on this one day across different European countries, including Germany, which on December 29th had 527 deaths. Again, multiple comorbidities. These people are, unfortunately, elderly people who would have died anyway in the vast majority of cases. But they had 527 recorded deaths on December 29th compared to the UK with 407 deaths. Yet Germany recorded only 8,039 coronavirus cases compared to 58,784 in the United Kingdom. So again, this lockdown 3 is predicated on the notion that we're having a massive uncontrolled explosion in coronavirus cases. The reality, as it's always been from the very beginning, is that mass testing is taking place and that these PCR tests are notorious for producing false positives. But apparently that's enough to wreck our entire economy for decades to come. Massive jobless numbers, which of course leads to poverty. Poverty leads to death. Poverty leads to mental illness, depression, suicide. And then, of course, we have the question of whether the hospitals are overwhelmed. And I'm going to get into that probably in the next segment with multiple videos now of people filming inside hospitals. And lo and behold, they're all empty. A woman was arrested for filming inside a hospital because it was empty. I'm going to get onto that. We have a headline here out of Summit News. Epidemiologist says influenza cases are being counted as COVID-19. Everyone's asking the question, what happened to the flu? Nobody seems to be dying of the flu anymore. Isn't that interesting? Well, now top epidemiologist Nowotowski says that the massive drop in influenza cases can be attributed to the fact that many are being falsely counted as COVID-19 cases. Again, this is not some crackpot. This is the former head of biostatistics, epidemiology, and design research at Rockefeller University. And he said that, quote, influenza has been renamed COVID-19 in large part. So, of course, they're getting these massive spikes in death numbers because they're counting flu deaths, which are completely common, which, of course, happen at much greater intensity in the winter period, as COVID-19 deaths. According to CDC figures, the cumulative positive influenza test rate from late September into the week of December 19th was just 0.2% compared to 8.7% from a year before. So basically, all the flu cases have disappeared and been folded into the COVID-19 cases. According to Witowski, this is because many flu infections are being incorrectly labeled as coronavirus cases. He said, quote, there may be quite a number of influenza cases included in the presumed COVID-19 category of people who have COVID-19 symptoms, but are not tested for SARS RNA. He said those patients may also have some SARS RNA sitting in their nose while being infected with influenza, in which case the influenza would be confirmed to be COVID-19. And then he challenges the argument, which many have come out with, of course, with these mask mandates, especially in places like California and Pennsylvania, people continuing to insist that masks stop the transmission of coronavirus, despite the fact that in every area of America, basically, where mask mandates is at its most intense in places like California, and then if you look at countries like Spain And Germany, as soon as they introduced the mask mandates, coronavirus cases skyrocketed, but apparently masks stop coronavirus. He challenges the notion that coronavirus cases are being combated by mask wearing. He said, this is a top epidemiologist. People know everybody's wearing masks and distancing, and so people want to come up with things that are good about it. But as the article notes in which this interview appears, data indicates that more than 9 out of every 10 Americans in most states are wearing masks in public regularly. Those numbers have been above 80% since the early fall. The average positive COVID-19 tests have multiplied by nearly 7 times since the spring break. Again, it's having no effect whatsoever unless you count rapidly rising cases as being a success. Now we're under lockdown 3.0 in the UK. Parliament is going to rubber stamp it tomorrow. It's basically what didn't work the first 2 times, they're going to try again and again and again, and they're now saying not going to make it. Until next winter,
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you can consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on quick loans and general data. Points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Deposit letter, license in all 50 states, and all consumer access, federal number 330.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
Be alive, and we are going to go to this video which went up a couple of hours ago. It remains up, shockingly enough. I had to yesterday delete the entire channel of a mainstream talk radio network in the United Kingdom because it regularly featured guests who questioned the sanctity, the sanity of the lockdown formula. We're going to get onto that. It's actually being restored because enough people complained about it. They had enough people within the mainstream and, in fact, in the government to complain about it. But YouTube completely off the goop in directly taking down actual Ofcom regulated mainstream broadcaster on its network. That's probably the first time that's happened. Of course, OAN was briefly suspended last month, but we're going to get into more of that in the next segment. First of all, here is the new video, Lockdown 3. This is up on YouTube. Let's roll it. Here it is. Oh, look, it's yet another video about yet another bloody lockdown.
You're joking. Not another one? Oh, for God's sake, I can't, honestly, I can't stand this.
10 months later and we're still mired in this.
Stay at home. Protect the NHS. And save lives.
Another lockdown. Because the first, God knows how many, worked so well. The vast majority of the country was already under Tier 4 lockdown. What's Tier 5? Are you going to tag us all with electronic ankle bracelets? Are you going to have snipers positioned to take out anyone who dares open their front door? I mean, short of taking China's lead and literally welding everyone inside their homes, what's the point? As author William M. Briggs points out, all lockdowns do is force people to gather in fewer places. Instead of remaining at liberty and being able to spread out under lockdown, everyone just piles into the park or onto the beach. Lockdowns are merely forced gatherings, writes Briggs. People in lockdown are allowed to venture forth from their dwellings to do essential activities like spending money at oligarch-run stores. These stores are collection points where people are concentrated. Some are allowed to go to jobs such as supporting oligarch-run stores. But don't worry. Multimillionaire Premier League players will still be able to kick a ball around for the sake of transnational media empires not taking a cut in profit. But you and your mate can't play golf. What a joke. Under this new lockdown, the government, in its infinite wisdom, has also banned takeaway alcohol sales. Presumably so people who turn to booze to help with severe depression can just go straight to offing themselves. Genius!
High-profile morons, which is what they've become, continuing to downplay this and to say it's not what it actually is, that will cost lives. People are going to die if they believe this is not actually a serious situation.
The issue was so serious to Piers that he jetted off to the Caribbean while demanding everyone else stay at home. So I don't get to see my parents in Spain at Christmas. But this deceitful tosspot gets to sun his carcass on an Antiguan beach, then return to breakfast TV to lecture everyone else about their behaviour. Off. I'm stuck indoors with the heating on full blast, watching crap telly reruns, while he's cavorting around a luxury resort being massaged and pampered. This dickhead indulges himself in a tropical paradise, then flies back first class to publicly shame people for daring to gather outside in the freezing cold for a New Year's Eve drink. This is the same hypocritical wanker who browbeats others for not wearing masks while failing to wear one himself. Again. Off. And guess what? Well, us lot are under de facto house arrest while we can't go anywhere. People from countries around the world continue to come and go as they please. What on earth is the point in locking your bedroom door while leaving your front door wide open? Pubs closed, borders open. They're taking the piss. Our own border patrol rescues and houses illegal boat migrants, while the COVID cops arrest a dude for hugging and harass an elderly woman for feeding the pigeons. Taking the piss. The maid announced the men's arrival. Two officers draped in dark green introduced themselves and told Dame Sybil that they had come to establish some rules. There would be a curfew at 11 p.m, no groups larger than five were allowed in the streets, all pubs were to be closed, all arms were to be confiscated, and no boats were allowed to leave the harbour. COVID wardens? No. That's a description of the Channel Islands under Nazi occupation. According to YouGov, 79% of Brits support the UK going into another lockdown, and only 16% oppose. The only explanation I can offer at this point is this. One, people are lazy bastards who enjoy getting paid furlough money to sit on their arses. And two, people must hate their normal lives and jobs so much that they literally never want to go back to normal. They'd rather turn into blobs satisfied to be skin grafted to their own sofa than face the real world again. Or, the polls are total bull. They're almost exclusively sampling permanently terrified jellyfish who have hysterical BBC breaking news alerts directly piped into their limbic system. The CDC says that 94% of people who died from COVID had other significant diseases or comorbidities. In the UK, 377 healthy people under the age of 60 have died from COVID. The average age of coronavirus fatalities is 82 years old. If you die within 28 days of a positive COVID test, that's recorded as a COVID death. Gee, I wonder why so many deaths are being blamed on COVID. But the hospitals are full. Yeah, it's winter. They're always full. Better not try to see for yourself, though, or you'll be arrested. As this graph of mortality across Europe shows, the spike in winter is nothing new. More people die in winter. Remember the lockdowns of 2017 and 2018, when we had more winter deaths than we're currently experiencing? No, neither do I. Because they didn't happen. Are hospitals more overwhelmed than they would be during a normal winter? According to NHS data, in December 2019, hospital beds were 95% occupied compared to December 2020 when they were only 89% occupied. Critical care occupancy is below the three-year average. That's a no then. But hey, look on the bright side. At least we get to see more TikTok dancing nurse videos. I mean, it's not like the family members of cancer victims who had their treatment cancelled because of lockdown complained about it or anything. I'll miss you, Dad. I only wish that I could have held your hand one last time. Still, at least they're humble about it all. Tell me, how bad is it? Already drafting my tweet! Why does the government always get away with hiding the impact of lockdown? Untreated serious illnesses, job losses, poverty, mental illness, suicide. Why is this never factored into their decision? Why do they never explain the consequences? Studies show that lockdowns cause no emotional harm. It's like waking up from a nightmare only to realise you're still trapped inside the nightmare. 3 weeks to protect the NHS. That's what we were told 10 months ago. And here we are. Will the vaccine be effective against the new strains? How many more lockdowns do we need? What's the exit strategy? Will this ever end? The WHO says there are worse pandemics to come, unless we see mass resistance, which is pretty unlikely given the polls. This isn't a new lockdown. This is just a continuation of the new normal. A new normal that could go on forever. Well, there you have it, lockdown three. We were told 3 weeks to protect the NHS, now they're literally saying, oh, by the way, this is all still going to be in place, not until spring, but until next winter, at least. They've also said it's all going to continue until 2022, 2023. Kind of like they don't really want to stop the virus, and this lockdown is about something else altogether, isn't it? Don't go away, Summit.News.
The populist movement that elected President Trump 4 years ago re-elected him by an even bigger landslide, rejecting and repudiating and discrediting the globalist. That's why they had to overturn the chessboard. That's why they had to engage in naked election fraud in front of everyone. And as long as we never accept the fraudulent results. As long as we don't let them gaslight us into submission. As long as we point out this is a foreign globalist takeover of our country and that all the depression and all of the collapse that's coming is because of the New World Order, this will end up fully destroying them in the future if we don't submit. If we submit, they'll normalize the communism. They'll normalize putting us into a depression. They'll normalize breaking up our families, taking our guns. We can't let that happen. And InfoWars is more important than ever. So please, Paul Revere, I salute you for your past actions. Keep spreading band.video and InfoWars.com and come to the big DC marches on the 5th and 6th of January. I'll see you there. God bless.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
There's a video on Twitter, which I retweeted about an hour ago, posted by Ashley St. Clair. And again, it's another one of these mass confrontations. These women, they all look the same. I made a video once called Why Do They Always Look the Same? And it was specifically about left-wing male activists in the United Kingdom who all look like the classic soy wojak. You also have the female left-wing Karen version, and that is the most accurate application of the Karen meme. Of course, the left tried to hijack that and make it about, you know, people who go into Walmart without wearing a mask. This is the true essence of a Karen that you can see in this video. Two fat, middle-aged female wojaks on a train, presumably this is people going to Washington, D.C., couple of guys sitting down drinking coffee without their masks on. Oh, my God. How on earth are you meant to drink coffee with a frigging mask on? So these two fat feminists, one of whom it later turns out, imagine my shock, works for the Huffington Post, gets in their face with a camera and starts trying to get them kicked off a train for drinking a coffee, sat down, minding their own business, drinking a coffee while not wearing a mask. Literally impossible to drink anything or eat anything while you're wearing a mask. Just brazen harassment. Oh, but Joe Biden said the masks aren't political, they're patriotic. They're totally political, and they don't work. Look at California after their mask mandate. Coronavirus cases shot, but it's empowered. It's empowered a legion of these Karen female Wojak busybodies sticking their phone camera in your face, demanding you wear a mask. They try to get the conductor involved. He's not interested. He says, you want me to call the police? They back off, and that's the end of it. These are the ones that get caught on camera. There are thousands and thousands of these confrontations probably happening every week that we don't even see or hear about. I was out running a couple of days ago because, of course, as I mentioned in that video, and I'm going to get onto the article in a moment too, the thing about these lockdowns is people are still going out, right? They're still going to the supermarket. They're still going to the park. So what happens is, whereas you could have people spread out and not being as in close contact if you really want to maintain this social distancing, what happens specifically in the major cities, in London where I am, everyone from everywhere around just pours into the park. You literally can barely run now in the park because it's so full of people. Meanwhile, as old Hoban points out here in this tweet, public transport remains completely open. The planes continue to land from Beijing, from Africa, from South Africa. We've supposedly passed a law or a regulation in the UK where people coming in from South Africa can't enter the country because they've apparently got an even more virulent mutant strain of this coronavirus. Yeah, I checked earlier and the planes from Johannesburg are continuing to land. Who is on these planes? Meanwhile, we have internal borders. That was the lesser lockdown, was the internal borders, where I couldn't drive 30 miles away to see a relative. Meanwhile, the borders remain wide open, as I mentioned in the video there. If you're part of the privileged elite like Piers Morgan, who lectures everyone else about their behavior and says you've got to stay at home, otherwise people are going to die. Oh, but he can fly off to the Caribbean first class for a luxury resort holiday and come back. You're bad for having a New Year's Eve drink. We're ruled by people like that. We're ruled by people like mask Karens. But as I said, the lockdowns, they just concentrate people into smaller areas. It's completely nonsensical. Everyone piles into the parks. So again, I wrote an article a few months ago about people going to tourist hotspots in the United Kingdom to get away from the big cities. The residents of these hotspots literally jumping out of the way in shock and horror when people are walking towards them on the other side of the road without wearing masks. Same thing happened to me. I was running in the park, not even running very quickly because there are too many people. You can barely move because lockdowns are stupid. Everyone concentrates, congregates into fewer areas. Literally running towards someone, not even at any kind of speed. And he literally panicked, shrieked, jumped out the way. He was literally like ducking and weaving, trying to figure out which way I was going to go when I was basically jogging towards him. And then he literally leapt out of the way and shrieked in terror. This is a grown man of, I guess, you know, around 30, 35 years of age. This is a grown man shrieking in terror and leaping out of the way because another human being is not even fast approaching them. This is the society that we now live in, where these people wearing masks look so self-righteous. They're such good people. They're such good people, and they care about people not dying. They'll tell you to wear a mask, and if you dare advocate against wearing masks or even question it, They'll accuse you of wanting to kill people. Oh, and by the way, they'll also then tell you in Instagram DM messages and Twitter DM messages how they also want to kill you. So they're really sacrosanct about preserving life. Unless you question their narrative, then they immediately want to kill you and will tell you and will send you death threats on social media. These are good people. Hashtag be kind. And we see another case of that in this train incident today. But again, as I mentioned in the video and as I mentioned previously, these lockdowns, they just force people into tighter and tighter areas. Supermarkets, parks, beaches, whatever you want. Headline, statistician, lockdowns don't work because they force people to congregate in fewer places. This was an article by William M. Briggs, posted on lockdownskeptics.org, who stated, "A lockdown will spread this bug faster than allowing people to remain at liberty." He says, it's clear that our 100% transmissible bug will spread much faster when people are forced to spend more time indoors with each other, which is exactly what's going on. Once one person gets it, he will spread it to those at his home immediately. If people were at liberty and therefore more separated, the bug would still spread to everybody, but more slowly. He goes on. Lockdowns force people together. The venues they're allowed to venture to are restricted and therefore concentrate contact, and they force people inside their homes. So again, everyone piles into the supermarkets, the parks. They're more likely to transmit the virus instead of allowing people to spread out. It makes no sense whatsoever, again, unless you literally want to weld people inside their homes like communist China did, which is literally what many people are now advocating. Meanwhile, police demand elderly lady stop feeding pigeons under COVID lockdown rules. Yes, we have boat migrants, illegal boat migrants, many of whom have links to terrorists and extremist groups in the Middle East and North Africa, as we saw with the Manchester bomber, who, by the way, was a boat migrant who our own government literally brought into the country. Those people are still at liberty to enter the country, be given free housing, be allowed to move about as they please on public transport. But this old lady in central London feeding the pigeons, gotta crack down on her. The old woman throwing pieces of bread to the pigeons was apparently some kind of violation as it pertains to the gatherings of people, but quite how, God only knows. She was literally on her own. I think that the justification they used was because some other people were around her and then they claimed it was a gathering. The pensioner was forced to leave the area or she would have been presumably been fined or even arrested. Then there's another clip in the same article which shows about two dozen police officers marching through Hyde Park in central London like they're military, literally marching in lockstep. Then they halt, they literally halt, turn to a few people, start demanding their IDs, start demanding proof that they live together. Again, your identification doesn't say where you live. In the United Kingdom, your passport, your driver's license, even if you're going to present it, doesn't say where you live. So how are you going to prove where you live? We saw another video where a guy was arrested for hugging people. So a guy arrested for hugging people, an old woman arrested or nearly arrested for feeding pigeons. Yet the migrant continues.
Attention real estate investors, do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
So the latest update on this feminist, fat feminist female Wojak who got in Ashley St. Clair's face on a train. I think the train's heading to DC. Now she's complaining that she was doxxed. Okay, so you go up and get in someone's face with a phone, with a video camera on your phone. You whine and bitch at them for drinking coffee. They put it online. It's a public confrontation on a train. Then she starts whining about being doxxed. Again, Huffington Post writer. As Mike Cernovich tweeted, halfway into this, you see a leftist Huffington Post blogger falsely accuse a man of violence. This is why I always travel with a battle buddy. They will fabricate crimes against us. So again, this fat feminist female Wojak mask-wearing idiot enforcer with the visor. The mask's not enough. I did a story last week about a guy who wore two masks just to prove that he was double plus good. A good person. She's wearing the visor, she's got the mask, she gets in their face with the camera. Oh, well then she's the victim. They always claim to be the victim when you expose their idiocy and their vindictiveness. So now she's famous. Good. Good. She deserves it. She deserves it. Now, InfoWarsStore.com has a supercharged 2021 sale where we have New Year's specials up to 60% off, massive discounts on some of your favorite products. This is what drives this broadcast.
the activator charcoal toothpaste, now available as part of that discount, 25% off. That is limited supply. Get that while it lasts. We also have the Pollen Block Survival Shield X2, which is 50% off as part of this special. Also, these special packs, the New Year's Resolution Revitalize and Energize pack, a massive 60% off. That includes the powerful energy drink Turbo Force. And we also have another New Year's Resolution Energize pack, 40% off, which includes the Super Male Vitality. Massive New Year's discounts. Please get them today. Support this broadcast. We need your support more than ever to, for example, send people to DC tomorrow to cover this massive rally and to fight the mask Karens who are taking over society. We appreciate your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, YouTube went completely off the goop last night. They straight up terminated a mainstream news channel from their platform because they'd had a few guests on that questioned the sanity of lockdowns and questioned whether lockdowns were actually working. This is out of Breitbart. Google-owned YouTube blacklists British COVID lockdown skeptic radio station. Now, this is talk radio, which I think has been around for decades. It's one of the oldest commercial radio stations in the UK. It's actually regulated by Ofcom, which is even more severe in terms of restrictions of what you can and can't say than YouTube in many cases. So it's a mainstream talk radio network regulated by an official regulator in the United Kingdom. Doesn't matter, YouTube just deleted their entire channel. Says the Google-owned video streaming platform deleted the channel in the early hours of Tuesday morning, just after the announcement that England would be entering another lockdown. Guido Fawkes' blog reported that YouTube merely stated that the channel was terminated for violating YouTube's community guidelines. The ban follows a number of other censures by the Google-owned video platform. Again, you can't question, for example, the fact that lockdowns don't work, even though, as this American Institute for Economic Research article highlights, and this was what I wanted to mention as well, not just my opinion that lockdowns don't work. In this article alone, which is entitled Lockdowns Do Not Control the Coronavirus, the evidence, they cite and link to 27 different studies, many of them peer-reviewed, that prove beyond doubt that lockdowns don't work. They don't reduce the transmissibility of the virus. But if you talk about these peer-reviewed studies on YouTube, they'll just delete your entire channel. Even if you cite health authorities which go against the narrative, you're gone. And that's what happened to talk radio. But thankfully for them, a lot of other people haven't had this convenience, because people in government, including Michael Gove, who was literally in the government and was a guest on that radio station this morning, complained about it, and several other prominent people complained about it. The YouTube channel was, within 24 hours, reinstated, which again is not a convenience that many other people would enjoy. This is out of Guido Fawkes' blog, Talk Radio YouTube channel reinstated. That's after 19 hours of being declared terminated, Talk Radio YouTube channel has been reinstated. A whole working day and declared termination doesn't sound like a brief suspension to Guido, because YouTube came out and said, quote, "The channel was briefly suspended, but on further review, it's now being reinstated." Yeah, they only reviewed it because loads of people complained about it, and some of those people were quite prominent, and they were in government. But then you look at something like the Online Harms Bill, which is being debated and is about to be passed in the United Kingdom. That, again, puts the pressure on government to put the pressure on YouTube, Twitter, these other social media networks to censor, quote, hate speech, which, of course, is a definition we know has been expanded out, extrapolated out, to include basically any questioning of any official narrative. So don't expect YouTube's freedom of speech platform or position on that issue in reinstating the channel to remain the case for very long, at least in the United Kingdom, with the kind of legislation that we've got going through at the moment. Meanwhile, this is from a few days ago, but it's still very important. UK woman arrested for filming inside empty hospital. This was in Gloucestershire, the Gloucestershire Royal Hospital, because, of course, this whole narrative that hospitals are being overwhelmed is the foundation for lockdown three in the United Kingdom, despite the fact that there are more empty hospital beds than there were at this time last year, despite the fact that critical care beds, the average is lower than it was over the past 3 years, despite the fact that more people die in winter every year, and in fact the spikes in deaths over previous winters in the United Kingdom were bigger than the current COVID spike of winter deaths. And so this woman decided to investigate for herself what the situation was like inside her local hospital. She found most of the wards and some of the corridors to be empty. She posted it online, and then I think the next morning or the next evening, she got a knock on the door from the police. Apparently it's a public order offence to film inside a hospital. No doubt if she'd have been filming inside the hospital and bemoaning COVID and telling everyone to stay at home and supporting lockdown, dare say she wouldn't have been arrested. It wasn't the fact that she filmed inside a hospital, it was the fact of what she was saying while filming inside the hospital, because, again, we now have thought police in the United Kingdom who will literally come and barge into your house if you tweet something which they don't approve of. Meanwhile, Queensland police pay home visit to author who bragged on Twitter about COVID violating job. This was a guy in Australia who didn't even violate the COVID rules. He was just making a joke about it on Twitter. He actually had a G-pass which allowed him to cross between internal state borders in Australia. But he joked about how he was, quote, avoiding the CCP virus police. A huge Twitter hate mob complained about it. And he also got a knock on the door from the police. So, again, they're literally policing speech and thought under the guise of COVID restrictions. Meanwhile, U.S. National Security still believes coronavirus leaked from Chinese lab. Top U.S. National Security officials still believe that the most credible theory on the origin of COVID-19 is that it escaped from a Chinese laboratory. Now, that's also an example of something you couldn't say, an argument you couldn't make on YouTube, and especially on Twitter, otherwise they'd ban you or at least delete your content. But now the Washington Post is asking the same question. This is out of the Daily Caller. Washington Post editorial board calls for investigation into Chinese lab theory after dismissing it as a conspiracy theory. Now, the WHO, from what I saw on Twitter about an hour ago, has just announced that now their people are being blocked from getting into China to investigate this kind of thing. And now the Washington Post editorial board is calling for an investigation into the theory that COVID-19 leaked from a Chinese lab after the paper spent time dismissing it as a conspiracy theory. So the Post and its editorial board are now looking into that too. We also have this headline: NHS requires recently retired doctors to have diversity training before they're allowed to administer vaccines. So the vaccine rollout in the United Kingdom is perhaps deliberately not going very well. Fewer people than they expected have been vaccinated. And one of the reasons is that retired nurses and doctors applying to administer these vaccines are being barraged with paperwork amounting to 14 different documents they have to file to be allowed to administer vaccines, one of which requires them to have diversity training, another which requires them to have radicalization training. Clown world strikes once again. That's going to wrap it up. Warren, coming up next, summit.news.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.